In 2012, the planet Venus will pass directly between the Sun and the Earth. This transit of Venus won't occur again until the year 2117. My name is Troy Klein, and welcome to Sun Earth Day 2012, Shadows of the Sun. Many people around the world will celebrate Sun Earth Day 2012 on or near the spring equinox in March. However, since 2012 is a very special year, filled with a variety of celestial events, we selected a new theme to help you explore the nature of eclipses and transits throughout the solar system. You can find all of the information about this new theme on the Sun Earth Day website at sunearthday.nasa.gov. Many of our NASA missions play an enormous part in telling the incredible story of our dynamic solar environment. In this podcast, we'll continue our series with the IBEX mission by talking to Stephen Fuselier at Lockheed Martin. IBEX maps the faint magnetic fields out in space by capturing images of neutral atoms that result from particle collisions along those magnetic fields. At a recent American Geophysical Union meeting, Fuselier told us how science can only be done well when researchers work together.
It's very interesting because we go to meetings like the meeting we're at right now, the AGU, and we learn about what our colleagues are studying and investigating. And it really begins with the germ of an idea from one person. And they begin to talk to their colleagues, and a lot of times it's over dinner or over lunch, and say, I bet we could make this happen. You bring in a group of people that you feel sort of the core team, if you'd like, that can think about this and see how it happens. And it really does grow from very much a grassroots effort, but it grows out of the experience that you have going in a meeting or talking with your colleagues, reading about the scientific literature, new discoveries and new techniques, measurement. The new technique of measuring neutral atoms in space, which was developed really only a scant 15 years ago or so, really developed into a actual building of instruments and flying them specifically for that purpose, all ended up being the experience and the germ of the idea of the making of IBEX.
But that's just the beginning. Building the spacecraft and getting it off the ground requires even more people.
So there is a core IBEX team. That's a team that was put together to write the proposal and promote the mission, build it, and fly it. And that consists of a number of scientists and technicians and program managers and engineers. That core, though, expands out a little bit further. You have a group of scientists that are also members of the team that not necessarily built the mission but are involved in the data analysis. And then at each home institution, you have little core teams, that sort of expand out beyond that. That might include graduate students or other scientists working at another institution. And then we have the broader scientific community. Since the data is readily accessible on the web and the results are all public knowledge, nothing's held back. We count on the scientific community, the broader scientific community, to get involved in this and to do the analysis along with us. Because, as I said, when you get the broad shared experiences of a large group of people, I think you come to a better understanding. This is brand new stuff, and so we don't know what the answer is, and so we need help from a variety of different people.
Fuselier says it was only by working together that the scientists interpreted one of the biggest discoveries made by IBEX, a giant ribbon of particles winding through space.
We had a good idea of what we thought we were going to see was more intense emissions coming from the nose direction, that is the direction of motion of the sun through the galaxy. and possibly stronger emissions from the opposite direction, which we call the tail direction. What we saw was a ribbon in the sky. It's fairly narrow, but extends over a broad part of the sky. If you could see it in the sky, it would look very much like when you look up in the sky and see the Milky Way. It's a region of brighter emissions in neutral atoms, which we call the IBEX ribbon. It was very, very advantageous to have an astronomer along with us, Priscilla Frisch, who knew about the measurements of the interstellar magnetic field that had been done in a completely different astrophysical mission, completely different from IBEX. But she brought along that experience, and so when we had this result of the IBEX ribbon, she was able to say, well, that looks like it might be related to the interstellar magnetic field, and we still believe that to this day. And so without her experience, we would have floundered for quite a while, maybe.
Thanks for listening to another Sun Earth Day podcast. We'd like to thank Stephen for taking time to talk with us today, and we'll be keeping our eye out for new information IBEX might find along the solar system's boundary. Here to tell you more about the additional resources found on the IBEX website is Lindsay Bartolone, the Education and Public Outreach Lead for the IBEX mission.
You can find a list of our IBEX science team members and where they're located all around the world on our website. You can also download and read our Exploring the Edge of the Solar System poster that contains lots of information about the mission itself. The IBEX Search for the Edge of the Solar System Planetarium show may be offered at a planetarium near you. You can find a map of the locations on our website.
Don't forget to download the new mobile version of NASA's Space Weather Viewer from iTunes and the Droid Market. This app is an adaptation of the current Space Weather Media Viewer and features near real-time imagery from a wide variety of NASA missions, as well as video interviews with prominent scientists. I hope you enjoyed this Sun Earth Day Highlights podcast. We're very interested in hearing your questions and comments. If you have something to say, just join us on Facebook or send an email to sunearthday@gmail.com. If selected, we'll share it in one of our upcoming podcasts. For all other details about the Sun Earth Day program, including information about past Sun Earth Day themes, be sure to visit our website at sunearthday.nasa.gov. While there, don't forget to register in order to receive Sun Earth Day updates. You can learn more about NASA by simply visiting www.nasa.gov.
This is Troy Klein signing off.